WDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The encampment at Dairy Drive is closing. The resource first opened in 2021 using money from pandemic-era federal grants with 29 tiny home shelters. It gave people experiencing homelessness a stable place to stay and privacy. It was supposed to be temporary, and the city has extended the contract twice since then. But now that federal grant money has run out. The Dairy Drive encampment was set to close September 30th. There was a last-ditch effort to keep it open until the spring, and that measure was considered at Tuesday's Common Council meeting. More than 70 people registered to speak in support of extending it, including some residents of Dairy Drive.
My name is Stacy. Dairy Drive has provided me with a stable place to live. Even though it's not a three-bedroom house, it's still my home, and it works for me. I'm able to have visitation with my son, where I can make him food, play basketball, and take him to the park. This place has shown my kid how to care for each other.
It was a long night. Alders didn't vote until after 1 in the morning, and the vote was tight. Ultimately, the measure failed by just one vote, and now Dairy Drive will be closing September 30th. And you can expect some major traffic in the Oregon and Brooklyn area tonight. About 13,000 people are expected to go see Luke Bryan at Klondike Farms in Brooklyn tonight. The show starts at 6 o'clock. The sheriff's office says if you're going, build in some extra time. If you're not going to the show but you need to be in that area, they say you'll probably want to find a detour. The sheriff's office and other law enforcement agencies will be there directing traffic. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm and muggy with a slight storm chance today and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of storms tonight, low in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high upper 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on culturals and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for lieutenant governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Secretary Kennedy demanded two things of me that were inconsistent with my oath of office and the ethics required of a public official. He directed me to commit in advance to approving every ACIP recommendation, regardless of the scientific evidence. He also directed me to dismiss career officials responsible for vaccine policy without cause.
Wow. So still a threat of measles coming back, but thank God the threat of Jimmy Kimmel has been eliminated.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Senator Maggie Hassan and Dr. Menors yesterday.
When you pushed back on Secretary Kennedy's demands, how did he react?
He was very upset. The entire meeting was very tense. He was very upset throughout the entirety of our discussion. And it was not a productive exchange of information.
And Senator Louise Also Brooks and Dr. Deborah Oury yesterday.
Do you believe that Secretary Kennedy is incompetent and dangerous to the American people's health?
After seeing his Senate finance testimony and the number of misstatements, seeing what he has asked our scientists to do and to compromise our integrity, and the children that have died under his watch, I think he should resign.
Somebody might have some thoughts on this.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
He's so dressed up today.
MSNBC medical expert.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
He's going to a funeral for free speech in America.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
No question. Bad day for America yesterday. Bad day for free speech. Bad day for science. Doc, just your thoughts on all of that yesterday. I mean, you posted about it as well. She claimed that Bobby Kennedy demanded she pre-approve every recommendation of his vaccine board, regardless of scientific evidence. I mean, we've just never been here before.
We haven't. And, you know, I think we're experiencing a wave of neo-fascism that is really permeating everything. You know, every single one of his cabinet members, all of his senior staff in the White House, you know, the Stephen Millers and the others that are less familiar names, are aiming in a single direction, which is the erosion of the American democracy and the institution of what's increasingly indistinguishable from fascism.
Yeah.
I mean, the actions, if you think about yesterday, with the testimony of Susan Menares and the firing of Jimmy Kimmel, Does that tell you everything you need to know about where this administration is going? Yeah. And, you know, I think we're in trouble. But I do think there's hope. And my friend Jonathan Alter, who you may or may not know, sure. a writer, and so I spoke with him yesterday, telling him that I was really, really down about where we're going and what we can possibly do about it. But Jonathan says that there is hope, and it starts with how the Democrats are going to handle the budget bill and whether there'll be a shutdown of the government. And maybe now is the time for the Dems to say, yeah, no way, we're not doing it because of XYZ, and here's what we should do, and say it in a way that would be appealing to the American public. But we cannot stand by and just watch this attack on everything that we thought the country stood for. So we'll see what happens. But it was a bad day for America yesterday, from morning till night.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I'll say. I mean, we've talked about this. I'm sure you saw this study about, you know, how fewer and fewer, I don't know what the statistic is again, about parents vaccinating their kids. So as a pediatrician, I'm sure you're horrified. And, of course, you know, skew Republican, skew, you know, XYZ. All the things you said during COVID, we're like, it's a tragedy that the red states have such higher rates of COVID deaths because, and now here we are. Where, you know, that's obviously continuing. Speaking of, you know, political violence, I'm glad it was brought up yesterday, Doc, about the shootings at the CDC. That, you know, because of these anti-vax lunatics, and this police officer's dead. You didn't hear Trump or the Republicans say anything about that.
No, and it's because it contradicts their narrative that everything's just hunky-dory and there's nothing to worry about, and there's a lot to worry about. I mean, you know, I think Susan pointed out that it was 180 bullets that hit the CDC building. There
Thank
were
you.
500 shots fired. It was like a barrage. It was like a military assault.
She said every one of those bullets was meant for somebody at the CDC.
Yeah, that was chilling to hear that statement. And look, this is something we're going to have to confront and some way or another, but we can't go down this road that we're on right now. This is absolutely unsustainable for the United States. And meanwhile, the guys in London being feted by, you know, royalty as if he's some savior when he's kind of a raving lunatic that's out of control with his hands on the most powerful government that has ever existed on the face of the earth. And listen,
the people there are by the are in the streets by the millions protesting him. I mean,
the
protests, the people there are kind of in solidarity with the majority of people here.
You know, this is right. And you know, this Epstein thing is like icing on the cake.
Yeah.
It's like you're not just a corrupt fascist, you're also a perverted, immoral mess of a human being. And you know, that's a combination that even other global fascists do not have, those extra layers of perversion and convictions for all kinds of offenses and accusations of rape. And I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Not just accusations.
Donald Trump represents.
He is an adjudicated rapist. I mean, and
yes, he is.
By the way, you know, that was the thing ABC first bent the knee about, was, you know, George Stephanopoulos's perfectly defensible question.
That's right.
And now, you know, here they are bending the knee about Kimmel, when I was saying ABC executives apparently knew Kimmel didn't say anything. They didn't think he said anything that was over the line. Trump and the FCC's threats.
Right, you listened to what he actually said or read about it?
Yes.
It was like, what?
That's nothing,
man. This is like, you know.
Yeah. Let me ask you, because I know you in particular, again, it's the cowardice. And, you know, you mentioned the cowardice of Republican doctors in particular, like Senator Cassidy.
Yes.
You know, and he said yesterday, part of our responsibility today is to ask ourselves, if someone's fired 29 days after every Republican votes for her, the Senate confirms her, the secretary said at her swearing in she has unimpeachable scientific credentials, and the president called her an incredible mother and dedicated public service, like, what happened? Did we fail? Was there something we should have done differently? Yes, Senator Cassidy, you should have voted, you know, against this lunatic, Bobby Kennedy, that you knew was, you didn't just find out as a lunatic, right?
He knew absolutely everything he needed to know to vote down confirmation of Bobby Kennedy. He knew it all. I mean, many of us communicated with him, but we didn't need to. He knew as a physician, as are a couple of other physician senators on the Republican side of the aisle in the Senate, that this guy was a dangerously incompetent person to lead this agency. And here we go. And a lot of the stuff that he's doing will be so hard to fix, including, you know, gutting cancer research. Gutting cancer research. If you let your mind dwell on that for a second, not to mention the fact that he stopped the mRNA vaccine research, which is exactly what we're going to need to protect us from the next potential pandemic. So this is just a horrendous situation we've got ourselves in.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's, you know, always a uniter, but... You know, after this Charlie Kirk tragedy, has once again called for a divorce.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all calling for some version of civil war, or, you know, we can't.
Yeah.
The red states and blue states. Well, I mean, here we are. The Western Blue State Alliance has issued vaccine policies. Four Democratic-controlled Western states issued their own recommendations on who should get three common seasonal vaccines, a sharp rejection of Bobby Kennedy's efforts to upend vaccine policy at the federal level. I mean, again, states just trying to keep their residents alive. You know, and as you spoke out, there shouldn't be. It's like when Jared Kushner was on records going, oh, screw him. It's only the blue states getting COVID, not understanding the nature of infectious communicable disease at all. Right. But
yeah. And like you opened with, Steph, you know, the red states had this phenomenally higher mortality rate from COVID, and this constant Republican voting against their own interests, their own lives, is pretty amazing. And Jared Kushner was so incredibly irresponsible to make a statement like that.
This is us. California, Oregon, Washington, Hawaii recommend every resident 6 months and older receive the flu vaccine this fall. They also recommended broad swaths of the population get the COVID shot, including pregnant women and all children from 6 months to 2 years old. I just got my COVID and flu on Monday because Kaiser, thank God, as we were saying, and they're in the prevention business.
Right.
They, you know, no prescription, no, you know, insurance covers it. Anyone over 6 months old. And so I went in the second they were available.
Yeah, we got ours a week ago also. We're going to get our flu shot tomorrow. We got it. People have to take matters into their own hands. But when it comes to infectious diseases, it's not necessarily good enough. We need the herd immunity. We need everybody to be vaccinated. We need 85 to 90% of children to be vaccinated against measles to prevent more measles deaths in America. I mean, this is something we've known for decades. And here we are struggling to find out why this most senior health official in the United States of America, maybe the world, is countering what everyone knows to be the case.
Yeah.
The vaccines save lives. And I don't know, you know, it's today and tomorrow that Vaccine Advisory Committee is meeting, and they're undoubtedly going to recommend some profound changes in the vaccine schedule for children. How criminally stupid is that? Just amazing.
Before we go, does it sometimes seem like it's all one story? It's all connected. I mean, you know, their own, you know, childhood, whatever study doesn't mention guns at all. The number one killer of kids in America.
No
mention. Now we have the Charlie Kirk, you know, assassination where we're the ones that have been campaigning forever for sensible gun legislation. We don't want anyone, we don't care what your grievance is, we don't want anyone to get shot. And it just seems like we're farther away from solving any of these. I mean, and again, back to Jimmy Kimmel's point, that's part of the story too.
It is part of the story.
He echoed what Governor Cox said. He was one of our own, meaning from a Republican, right-wing, Trump-voting, MAGA, gun-nut family. We can't talk about that. That's part of the equation. Whatever the dispute is about what his politics were or weren't, he wasn't registered as anything. You know, again, that's all he was saying and how the right
is
using it.
And listen, I think those conversations that have been obtained with his pals on social media, where the whole thing is really kind of a joke. There's no political implications at all with this. He wasn't saying I'm after the right wing. He said I'm sick of this hatred. And then there was joking about it online with his pals. It was not a politically motivated killing, and it certainly wasn't a left wing plot.
Right,
and
there was no they just, exactly. Right. There's no
there
they.
There is no they. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. Doc, stay safe. We love you. I will. Oh, by the way, I got my COVID and flu together on Monday, and I had to take my first day off in 13 years on Tuesday.
Yeah,
because I'm OLD, right? Because I'm old, you're not supposed to get them both. Because I've always gotten both of them together.
Oh, I thought you meant OLD is some kind of syndrome. No, you're fine.
And by the way, I never got both of them.
I hope all of your listeners and your millions of fans know that they should get their COVID and flu shots.
Yeah. That's right.
ASAP.
Yeah, if you're, OLD like me, you might want to space them out a little bit. But I mean, I've never had a reaction to any vaccine. So anyway, but I'm fine. And yeah, absolutely. Get back.
You look pretty good.
Thank you. I went the very first second they were available. So please, please go. We love you, Doc.
You're a role model, Steph. Seriously. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. In every way. Who wouldn't like to live this dream? All right. Love you.
Yeah, guys.
Is that a centipede?
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Down here with the centipedes. Exactly.
Love you, Doc. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Wow, 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 Now More Than Ever. FERF. FFRF.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I'm just saying Freedom From Religion Foundation Now More Than Ever, right? So kids can go back to learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. See, I did the whole word for you. I didn't say arithmetic because that bugs you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Grammar bug. Okay. Leave religion where it belongs, at home, at church, at synagogue, at the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line. Excuse me, protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. Yes, I did, right in the middle of this.
Nice.
That's free speech. Well. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Now more than ever, stand with the folks fighting for you. Text fees may apply.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
It's the
Eco-Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Uh-oh, more people calling BS.
Uh-oh.
In the remaining moments, we have to speak truth to power.
Okay.
Cynical Millennial says, prosecutor, this is factual evidence that he was a radical violent leftist. The evidence, a poorly scripted text conversation between two chronically online 22-year-olds who apparently speak to one another like English Renaissance era poets. Bella, you chimed in on this because, yeah, I know this started with Rude Pundit saying he gets texts all the time from Gen Z, or he's a college professor. Mm-hmm. And then Malcolm Nance called BS. And now we've got everyone from Steve Bannon to Candace Owens on the right.
Right.
To tons of other people just
and
saying.
And they're not wrong for question. The punctuation, the verbiage.
The lack of abbreviation.
Like everything, yeah, about it is just that I have. It's just not. It's not right.
I think because Trump laid out his preferred storyline the right second it happened, before we knew anything.
Right.
You know, and then it's like, you know, it seems like everyone from Governor Cox to who, God knows, local, you know, seemed to get the memo that, like, this needs to fit the narrative.
Yep.
And I don't, as we've said, Chris, over and over, I don't think this fits a neat narrative.
No.
They certainly don't want to focus on this being a MAGA,
no,
gun nut family.
No. They want to make it as simplistic as possible when in reality, more complex than anybody realizes.
Yeah, and Malcolm Nance, I think, just as a terrorism expert, was just saying they don't ever lay this out. This,
no,
could prejudice the prosecution, the yeah, the jury.
They're trying to get
ever lay this out with this specificity.
They're trying to get a narrative out there. And,
right,
you know, we can't let them succeed.
Right. Let's go to Patty in Chicago. Hey, Patty.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I have to apologize. I've been on hold with Richard Chu since 6 a.m. Chicago time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm not sure I'm going to be making any sense here.
That's all right.
But I wanted to just tell you all and your listeners, first of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
Yesterday, my daughter-in-law, along with 99 other people, she was sworn in as an American citizen in the federal court building in Chicago. It was so beautiful. So emotional. The judge was phenomenal, Judge Coleman. She had everyone stand up when they heard their country being called. They each stood up. They said the Pledge of Allegiance. She asked them, what are the first three words in the Constitution? And all of them, all 99, We the people.
Thank you.
It was...
Patty, I posted a picture. I'm with a largely African-American bike club, Major Taylor, and we rode out to this 3,000-flag display at Pepperdine and took pictures. And I just said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. It's our America, too, right? Hashtag end racism.
Exactly.
Because I think now more than ever is the time, if you love America, to stand up for the America you love that includes free speech,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
29 minutes after the hour, we got JoJo from Jurors.
We do.
Coming up.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A gold mine of health data may disappear. For the last 15 years, the Population Health Institute at UW-Madison has put together a database called County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. It compiles all kinds of health data for basically every county in the nation. Sherry Johnson leads the project, and it includes data about more than just people's actual physical health.
Access to parks and libraries, things like having a safe, affordable house to live in and a neighborhood where you feel like you belong.
Healthcare systems and government health departments use this data to pinpoint exactly where people may have unmet needs and could use their help.
Decision makers are at the county level across the country are looking to this data and the evidence about what works to decide how to maximize the likelihood that everybody will be as healthy as possible.
But the project's funding is ending. The main donor was the Wood Foundation, based in New Jersey. They said they'd be ending their support after 2026. One leader from SSM Health told the Cap Times they were devastated, and another from Aspirus called it incredibly disappointing and concerning. This comes at a time when the Trump administration has removed health information from government websites. Johnson says the county rankings and roadmaps data is more important than ever, and she's searching for other funding sources.
There are lots of changes happening at the federal level that are making it very difficult to know whether we'll have reliable access to data for decision making going forward.
As many as 30 employees' positions could be impacted if Johnson and her team don't find new funding. But beyond that, she says health leaders all over the country could lose vital information they use to care for their communities. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy with a slight storm chance today and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of storms tonight, low in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high upper 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently at 68.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret, Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He is a whistleblower. We discuss some of the chaos in Gaza. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
And of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
did you ever tell the Attorney General that Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files?
The Attorney General and I have had numerous discussions about the entirety of the Epstein files and the reviews conducted by our team.
Did you tell the Attorney General that Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files?
And we have released where President Trump's name is in the Epstein files.
It's a simple question. Did you tell the Attorney General that the President's name is in the Epstein files?
During many conversations that the Attorney General and I have had on the matter of Epstein, we have reviewed.
The question is simple.
Who
did you tell the Attorney General that Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files? Yes or no?
Why don't you try spelling it out?
Yes or no, Director?
Use the alphabet.
Yes or no?
No, A, B, C,
Director,
D, F.
It sounds like you don't want to tell us. Did you tell the Attorney General that Donald Trump's name was in the Epstein files?
Why don't you try serving your constituency by focusing on reducing violent crime in this country and the number of pedophiles that are legally harbored in sanctuary cities in California? I'll work with you on that.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
I belong to the gentleman from California.
Did you tell the Attorney General that Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files?
The question has been asked and answered.
You've not answered it, and we will take your evasiveness as a consciousness of guilt.
Oh,
what a complete D-bag.
Yeah.
Aside from being completely incompetent.
That was Eric Swalwell and Cash Patel.
Thank you. Who asking, again, perfectly reasonable questions. He's just been a screaming, name-calling lunatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is, and by the way, that is a very simple question. And I was mentioning this yesterday, I think. But when, you know, they asked him about, you know, why was the Epstein, you know, thing unsigned? And he goes, would you rather we use AutoPen? It's like, because ha ha ha, because that's so funny because it's about child rape for years. So it's super funny. It was a Joe Biden joke. Because ha ha. Okay. By the by, where was I? Politics Chick said, I'm becoming increasingly convinced the Epstein files are the key to breaking the dam. MAGA knows it. Cash Patel knows it. We all know it. Release the files.
Yep.
I mean, that's what all of this feels like. It is. And yet, I don't know if we missed some other stuff yesterday. Cynical Millennial said, Cash Patel stating Robinson's manifesto was, quote, somehow destroyed is also a public admission of his own incompetence. What kind of FBI director lets crucial evidence in a major investigation disappear? Pretty telling that he'd rather be made a fool of than share the truth. I mean, it doesn't take much to feel like a conspiracy theorist these days, right? Like, because nothing about this smells right. This convenient text that, you know, seemed to lay out everything, you know, motive, predetermination in a text chain.
It all goes back to my theory that Donald Trump is a really bad timeshare salesman. They're trying to sell us on the idea that everything is perfect in the administration. And by doing that and us knowing that it's not, makes us think that what are they hiding from us?
Yeah. Gen Z translator, I need you again.
Mm-hmm.
Callie said, I have a 20 and 22-year-old son, both at universities. They do not like talk like Downton Abbey characters. They don't capitalize. They use abbreviations. Mm-hmm. And you sure as F wouldn't call their cars vehicles. These texts are pure.
That is a law enforcement word.
It sounds like it was written by law enforcement.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying, the verbi, like the chosen words. Like, those are never words that...
You call it a car. You call it a truck. You don't call it your vehicle.
Give me a break. Also, 20 and 22-year-old sons. Woof.
And also, Stephanie, you capitalize everything. So you're like the exact opposite.
Yes.
Yes. You scream on everything.
Stop yelling.
Exactly.
So grandma can see it.
Yeah. You sent us an invitation to a party that was all
caps. All caps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like.
Oh, they always are.
I know
everyone
they are.
Knows. Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Very exciting. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You must respond now. That's
I need
that
a
says.
Food headcount. It's too hard to, you know.
To what?
Punctuate and capitalize and whatever. It's just easier to put down caps lock and just
scream?
Do the whole. Yes.
She's done this for 20 years.
Yeah, people are used to it now.
I'm used to it. You're not.
No, I don't capitalize anything.
Right.
And that's
you're Gen Z.
You're 22.
A very Gen Z thing. And the thing that happened in 2020, a lot of people were like, oh, I turned off auto caps on my phone. People, for some reason, don't capitalize anything.
Wait till you're an old woman yelling at clouds like me. Are you coming to my party?
You must answer right now. Or I will badger you until you do.
Can I just say I have a lot of cool people coming to my party, so it works. Yeah, it's urgent. It expresses urgency about my birthday
and excitement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. It also expresses volume.
It's me. Okay.
Notice me. Notice me.
All right. So on the breaking Jimmy Kimmel news, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has called for the FCC chair to resign over the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
House Democratic leaders are accusing him of using his government position to pressure a private company to crack down on protected free speech, and they're promising an investigation. Well, again, this is why the midterms are so important, because they obviously don't have subpoena power. But this absolutely, by the way, you could tell he started backing away a little bit about why, what happened, right? So the, what's his name, MAGA influencer Benny Johnson, that's the podcast that the FCC chair was on
yesterday.
So of course Benny Johnson took a victory lap after ABC announced it would indefinitely suspend Kimmel's late night show. It came just hours after he had interviewed FCC chair Brendan Carr, who threatened retaliation against ABC. Johnson shared a tweet from Charlie Kirk that read, "Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny." He then captioned Kirk's tweet with a celebration of Kimmel's ouster that said, "We did it for you, Charlie, and we're just getting started." If anyone would be against this, it would be Charlie Kirk, who was a fierce proponent of the First Amendment. Who, you know,
and the free exchange of ideas.
Okay, so
you know, however abhorrent those ideas are, he advocated
Carr
for
that. Appeared to try to distance himself from the threat of government intervention from Kimmel's ouster. Everyone knows that's exactly what it was. You know, the reporting as ABC executives knew that he hadn't crossed any line with what he said. It was the threat, and as you said, Chris, it's about money.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, Nexstar, you know, having a merger deal, just like we had over at CBS.
Yep.
Okay. He tried to distance himself. He says broadcast TV stations have always been required by their licenses to operate in the public interest. That includes serving the needs of their local communities. Seriously, how is canceling Jimmy Kimmel have anything to do with that? Broadcasters have long retained the right to not air national program they believe are inconsistent with the public interest, including their local community's values. I'm glad to see many broadcasters are responding to their viewers as intended, suggesting the market led to Kimmel's ouster. It absolutely did not. Now, give me a break.
These individual stations are free to preempt Jimmy Kimmel anytime they want and put on their own right-wing comedy show.
Right.
That, you know, they're an affiliate.
Except all the best talents on the left in comedy. That's the problem.
I get that. But they, you know, you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So, you know, some of us in cities like Los Angeles and New York, we want to see Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. We want to see his point of view. But but they have prevented us from getting the information that we want.
Yeah. All right. One more. Eric Swalwell and Kash Patel yesterday.
Haven't reviewed all of the Epstein files?
Personally, no.
You're the director of the FBI. This is the largest sex trafficking case the FBI has ever been a part of. Buck stops at the top, and your testimony today is you have not reviewed all the files.
What I've been doing is been busy providing the safest country this country has seen in modern U.S. history in historic speed, because the men and women of the FBI are given the resources to reduce the homicide rate, to reduce the drug trafficking rate, to reduce the amount of children that are being trafficked and the number of
sounds like those children being trafficked appreciate the director reviewing the files.
And also, by the way, there were so many chilling moments yesterday that, you know, obviously in the Jimmy Kimmel news, a lot of stuff is getting buried. But an unhinged Patel refuses to recuse himself from investigating individuals that are on his enemies list, including Swalwell. Okay. Ted Lieu with Kash Patel yesterday.
The estate of Jeffrey Epstein has a voluminous amount of information that they have not released before.
Okay. So that's great. So wouldn't it be great if FBI subpoenaed the estate of Jeffrey Epstein for all that information?
The estate is under no obligation to provide that material, even pursuant to a subpoena. That's a great point.
Yeah, that's just false.
Okay.
It's just false. You're the frickin' FBI. You can subpoena the information from the estate, and you better do that.
Exactly. Thank you, Congressman Lieu.
This whole thing is, we're not booed with a fool.
Right.
I mean, the stuff he literally 2 days ago said Jeffrey Epstein only trafficked girls to himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
nobody's buying that.
I mean, what?
Give me a break.
Ay, ay, ay. Mike Nellis, our new best friend from Chicago. Hi, Mike.
Chicago's strong.
As usual, Republican leaders and influencers have overplayed their hand on Charlie Kirk's murder. Now they're making S up about the LGBT rainbow mafia death cult and trans terror cells to conceal their hatred of anyone different from them. Most people aren't sympathetic to this stuff. They just think it's weird as... this just... this whole thing, it just gets worse by the day, right? Jack Hopkins says, after 10 years of lighting the match, pouring the gas, cheering on the mob, Trump still won't up to the obvious. He's been the chief arsonist of American hate, and the proof is in the FBI and DOJ files, where the worst, most violent extremist groups lean hard to the right, not to the left. Let's do Kenneth in Michigan real quick. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, they're having all these meetings, but all those fuckers are programmed to tell them what Trump told them to do, and they got the wrong person, and they need to have Trump there and let the world see where he's coming from, and we just a heartbeat away from being like North Korea.
I'm afraid we're not a heartbeat away anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're soaking in it.
Yes.
Oh, we have to show the Palmolive commercial. Fascism, we're soaking in it. Madge. Okay, Chris, who said no American politician has done more to normalize political violence in this country than Donald J. Trump?
Madge the manicurist.
No, that was a horrible guess. It was Michael Fanone, Capitol Police officer, who was beaten almost to death with Trump flags and et cetera.
Here.
Yes.
Why did you decide to become a manicurist?
All the usual reasons. Romance, adventure, money, thirst for power. And when I see your hands, I wish I were a nurse.
Dishwashing, man.
Want to try Palmolive dishwashing liquid? Softens your hands while you do the dishes.
Pretty green.
You're soaking in it.
The dishwashing liquid?
Palmolive.
Mild, then.
Oh, more than just mild.
I forgot Madge was a bit of a chain smoker, I think.
Yes.
You're smoking in it.
Yes.
Oh, you're smoking in it.
It was Nancy Walker.
It's green.
She played Rhoda's mom on Rhoda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're soaking in it. Fascism. Can we? Oh, is she around? No, probably not.
Who? Nancy Walker?
Yeah.
No, she died a long time ago.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a missed opportunity.
Fascism, you're soaking in it.
Fun fact, Nancy Walker also directed the Village People disco movie Can't Stop the Music.
Oh, wow.
That is a really weird fun fact. Holy moly.
Uh-huh.
One last great tweet. Other 98 says, their free speech is the right to be racist. Ours is the right to say a racist was a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Claire in New Mexico. Hi, Claire.
Hello. Hi, Claire. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Claire.
Go ahead.
So, recently I've been reading this book, We Wish to Inform You That Tomorrow We Will Be Killed With Our Families, by Philip Gorovitch. Mm-hmm. It lays out the political climate in Rwanda before the genocide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's eerie similarities.
Sure.
I think looking at Germany is wrong.
Yeah.
These people are right to be told that it's their patriotic duty to kill the other. We're becoming more and more polarized. I can't say that. Polarized and clinging to binary identities, where the right is just going to be convinced that it's their duty to kill everyone that's not like them.
Yeah. Well,
they're
That's why I opened my show. Quoting Karl Rove, talking about the danger of them, keep saying they killed Charlie Kirk. There is no they. There's one troubled kid from a right-wing gun nut family. Sorry. John Corbett said, for all the MAGA Republican talk about clamping down on quote-unquote hate speech, the most vicious and dehumanizing rhetoric in recent memory has been directed by MAGA Republicans against transgender Americans. Okay.
Matt Staver, the head of the Liberty Council.
Yeah. There. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. He is blaming Charlie Kirk's murder on the Obergefell decision.
Oh, it's the gays again. I'm sorry. It took me a second. Okay, the gays.
Right.
It's the gays' fault. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's starting now.
Okay. Let's do this Cash Patel and Ted Lieu again. Here we go.
All right.
Is Donald Trump on Epstein's client list?
The index has been released, and the index will speak for itself.
So I'm just going to say, America is a huge red flag. The FBI director could not answer whether Donald Trump was on Epstein's client list.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Another one, Ted Lieu. I'm sorry. Is that?
This is Jared Moskowitz.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious, but this is great.
You've seen the picture of the woman's body with the writing and the president's signature. The president says that's not his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The president says it's not his. The Republican colleagues say it's not his. The administration say it's not his. Will you be opening up an investigation into the Epstein estate for putting out a fake document with the president's signature linking him to the world's largest pedophile ring?
On what basis?
On what basis? They literally put out a fake document, according to the president, with a fake signature. It's a forgery of the president of the United States signature. Mm-hmm. That's the basis.
Sure, I'll do it.
Okay. I look forward to that investigation.
Oh,
all right.
Great. Okay. Is that starting today?
Let's do it. Calling his bluff.
A little bit. Uh-huh. All right, and I need some Jasmine Crockett fire before we
When I say that you are the least qualified FBI director in the history of the FBI, that is real, because you are the only one that never even served with the FBI prior to joining, yet we are supposed to believe that
That's
you are
false.
The greatest thing since sliced bread. I didn't ask you a question.
God, I love her so much. I just don't want to snort her. I want her in every form. Dessert topping, just everything, just injected into my veins. 49 minutes
after. I'm going to use that from now on. I didn't ask you a question.
I did not ask you a question. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. If you're like, you need something else to worry about right now,
right?
Boy, howdy, I tell you what. If you're a homeowner, listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. When is the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, like mine was, and then, huh? It's time to do something about it right now. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. I'll get you a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Take that off your list. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom, it's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name Stephanie, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class. And I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm just what you need, but I might be the only thing left.
Well, yeah, that's
watch or listen to. So, hey, you know what? Best we can do. Can I just, you know what? Can I just say there's the hypocrisy extends even here to the Stephanie Miller Show. I made a perfectly good point about that pea soup was the only thing I could eat when I was sick on Tuesday, and it looks very much the same, you know, going in and coming out.
Uh-huh.
And you, and then the internet agreed with you
right.
that no one needs to and know the color of my green poo.
I poo-pooed your assertion.
You poo-pooed my poo.
Yeah.
And now you were just asking Bella for details of the nature
yes.
of her phlegm.
Yes.
And how what it consists of and how
that,
chunky
yes.
exactly. You know what? I won't take this discrimination.
Well, she
no justice,
you
no
can,
peace.
You can hear my phlegm.
She coughed and it sounded a
yeah.
little bit looser.
Oh,
and so I'm like, are you
oh, yeah.
getting better?
Yeah.
No.
Extra chunky.
Well, yes, but no. My voice is going in and out.
Okay.
It is a miracle I'm talking right now,
oh,
which is crazy.
God. All right. I agree with Laura Ingraham.
You agree with
this
Laura?
This is a really...
Well, I mean,
the
kind
worst
of.
Thing about
you kind of agree with her.
Not really. Yeah,
yeah.
She made some horrible points as usual.
Right.
But she says FCC chair should have kept Kimmel complaints off television ahead of the suspension.
You think?
Yeah, it's just dumb to telegraph
what
that
you're
the government
be,
is
right.
going to force,
right.
that the FCC is going to force somebody to fire somebody.
Exactly.
And anybody that makes their living by way of the free speech, whether it's me or Laura Ingraham,
right.
should be getting nervous right now because the worm can turn a number of ways. And, you know, they realize how hypocritical and inconsistent this is.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Benny Johnson thinks he's made a point by using a Charlie Kirk tweet that he said Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny. Charlie Kirk has a right to think Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny.
Right.
Yeah, that's why there's a knob on your TV.
Exactly.
Right? But he was a defender of free speech.
Right. Right. If you don't think Jimmy Kimmel is funny, turn it over to Greg Gutfeld. There are other options for you.
And Laura Ingraham's on a network that had to pay $1 billion
right.
for lying. She's on a network where a guy
right.
just said homeless people should be euthanized.
So she's on thin ice as it is.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hero of democracy, Jamie Raskin, yesterday.
You want an FBI blindly loyal to Trump and to you as his enforcer so you can continue your cover-up of a massive international sex trafficking ring with more than 1,000 victims betraying all of the survivors of the sexual violence.
Thank you. And Jared Moskowitz, I need more of him.
We just heard that there were no riots on the right. We're literally sitting in the building where there was a giant riot by supporters of the president, the right. We also heard that only leftists, okay, have said that Trump is a Nazi. In 2016, the current vice president of the United States said, Trump is either a cynical asshole or he's America's Hitler.
Yeah.
Wow. He would. Today's FCC would take him off the air immediately, wouldn't they? What 20-whatever J.D. Vance. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right.
I had to make sure to bleep that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. JoJo from Jers, our beloved, coming up next.
WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times writer Victoria Davis, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins us to update us on everything Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7. WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling reporters in England that Russian leader Vladimir Putin really let him down over his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The president holding a news conference alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely. Overnight, ABC pulling the late-night talk show host off the air hours after a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission. FCC head Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension over comments earlier this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's death. Two of the largest television station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, had threatened to run something besides Kimmel. ABC pulling the plug. The president called the preemption great news for America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News and ABC. Number of people applying for unemployment benefits fewer than last week, but still 231,000 out-of-work Americans filled out applications.